It is so nice to welcome Mark Masterson to the radio. How are you, Mark?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time, and
It has, since my kids were kids.
Yeah. How old are your kids now? Are they?
I don't want to betray
you. Okay, yeah, we don't need to do that. We were. I spent half of yesterday and all of the day before with a whole bunch of leaders of youth-serving organizations, and most of us we had known each other for 30 plus years, and it was
Of you were not youth.
Yes, time just stands still, it seems, until you start doing that. Well, you've got a production coming up. It's called Live from the Edge. It's in person, I do believe, which is lovely.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about the production. City Theater, by the way. You know what? Forgive this. You'll appreciate this. I was with somebody during that period we were talking about, and the subject came up of talk radio and Eric Bogosian's great play.
Oh,
and we
right.
talked about seeing it back when City Theater, I believe, had a facility in Oakland way back when, if my
way
memory
back.
Is right.
So that's right. Exactly
that,
right.
That got us thinking that dated us a little bit. In any event.
Well, I'll put it this way. City Theater has been telling stories and making plays in Pittsburgh since before the Saturday Night Light Brigade was a thing.
Wow.
So a very long time, and we're still there. And, you know, the work that we do, the stories that we tell are very modern, and they're always changing. And, you know, it's exciting to be able to get your friends together in a room and tell stories to them. And this show, Live from the Edge, is particularly interesting because they're sort of like a band without instruments. They sing and they make poetry. They tell stories. They are always evolving and always changing. And they're super talented and very entertaining. You kind of fall in love with all of them for different reasons. And they're talking about the world around us today through hip-hop and jazz and a cappella singing. It's really a great and exciting way to welcome people back into the theater where we tell stories all the time.
Well, it's really exciting, and it's a cast that's super diverse, a whole bunch of, seven members. Do I have that right?
I think that's seven. Right. Seven.
You'll hear, as you were pointing out, there's gospel, there's blues, there's poetry, and sort of teasing your senses and helping you get back to life, right? Back to life in person. It's a great way to kind of start up again.
These performers came out of the hip-hop theater scene in New York quite a while ago. And what's interesting about them as an ensemble, they keep adding younger members of the company so that, you know, the people who started it are still involved, but they also have like another generation coming behind them who get their friends together and they write poetry and they sing songs and they tell stories together. And it's always evolving and it's always changing. So it's super exciting to be able to do that. And I think a lot of people, you know, when they're young, they work that way, right? They want to get together with their friends and tell stories. And that's exactly where these people came from.
Are the stories primarily true or are some fiction?
No, they're poetic and they're they use a lot of music. But for example, there's a song about the Statue of Liberty being a woman of color, green, and how she came to this country with hopes and dreams. And so they take that idea and they expand on it using music and poetry to tell a story about the Statue of Liberty. And that's just one example. I don't think it's based on their experience, but it's not about being real. It's about being entertaining.
And so lived experience definitely informs what each artist presents, but they want to lock on to you as you take in their performance and entertain you, but also, as all good theater does, make you think a bit as well.
I was just going to say that, you know, the theaters all around the world have been closed for over a year and a half because of the pandemic. And so this is really one of the first live performances to come back indoors, where we are limiting how many people can get in to create more space. We're asking people to bring their vaccination cards and to wear masks to be safe. So we're returning in a safe way as possible. I think a lot of people have missed going to see live performance of all kinds. And so there's a lot of excitement right now about our ability to come back indoors and tell stories the way we have for, you know, over 40 years.
Yeah, it opens October 15th, which is not this coming Friday, but the Friday after that. And that's opening night. And then there also will be an after party on October 22nd. That performance, there's a green room art and after party. And there's a Pay What You Want Day on October 23rd. You can find all of this at City Theater Company's website, citytheatercompany.org. And it's just wonderful to have you back in operation, Mark. The theater, by the way, is located on Pittsburgh's south side. Easy to get to. There's plenty of places to park, places to go before and after if you care to. And this looks like the kind of production you would, if you were on vacation somewhere and you saw this where you were vacationing, you would go to it. But here it is, where you live. So why not support it, right?
We're all vacationing in our own living rooms right now. So you can get out of your living room and come play safe and see a play.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. I hope we can keep together throughout your whole run this season and let people know what you'll be doing so that we can help in the, you know, cultivation of a brand new audience or getting the past audience back together again. It's so important. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I want to say thank you for having us, and we look forward to telling our stories again. So we look forward to seeing you all, and it's great to meet your listeners and to be able to say hello. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. It's live from the Edge at City Theater Company, and you can find City Theater at 1300 Bingham Street, right off of East Carson Street on Pittsburgh's south side. The box office there is 412-431-2489. Or you can go to City Theater Company's website at citytheatercompany.org.